Eddie had borrowed Roland's knife. He used it to cut carefully around the jutting boss of wood, then brought it back and sat beneath a tree with it, turning it this way and that. He was not looking at it. He was looking into it. Susanna had finished with a rabbit. The meat went into the pot, over the fire. The skin she stretched between two sticks, tying it with hanks of rawhide from Roland's purse. Later on, after the evening meal, Eddie would begin scraping it clean. She used her hands and arms, slipping effortlessly over to where Eddie was sitting with his back propped against the tall old pine. At the campfire, Roland was crumbling some arcane and no doubt delicious woods herb into the pot.
"What's doing, Eddie?"
Eddie had found himself restraining an absurd urge to hide the boss of wood behind his back.
"Nothing," he said. "Thought I might, you know, carve something."
He paused, then added,
"I'm not very good, though."
He sounded as if he might be trying to reassure her of this fact. She had looked at him, puzzled. For a moment she seemed on the verge of saying something, then simply shrugged and left him alone. She had no idea why Eddie seemed ashamed to be passing a little time in whittling. Her father had done it all the time. But if it was something that needed to be talked about, she supposed Eddie would get to it in his own time. He knew the guilty feelings were stupid and pointless, but he also knew he felt more comfortable doing this work when Roland and Susanna were out of camp. Old habits, it seemed, sometimes died hard. Beating heroin was child's play compared to beating your childhood. When they were away, hunting or shooting or keeping Roland's peculiar form of school, Eddie found himself able to turn to his piece of wood with surprising skill and increasing pleasure. The shape was in there, all right. He had been right about that. It was a simple one, and Roland's knife was setting it free with an eerie ease. Eddie thought he was going to get almost all of it, and that meant the slingshot might actually turn out to be a practical weapon. Not much compared to Roland's big revolvers, maybe, but something he had made himself, just the same. His. And this idea pleased him very much. When the first crows rose in the air, cawing affrightedly, he did not hear. He was already thinking, hoping, that he might see a tree with a bow trapped in it before too long. Five. He heard the bear approaching before Roland and Susanna did, but not much before. He was lost in that high daze of concentration which accompanies the creative impulse at its sweetest and most powerful. He had suppressed these impulses for most of his life, and now this one held him wholly in its grip. Eddie was a willing prisoner. He was pulled from his daze not by the sound of falling trees, but by the rapid thunder of a .45 from the south. He looked up, smiling, and brushed hair from his forehead with a sawdusty hand. In that moment, sitting with his back against a tall pine in the clearing which had become home, his face crisscrossed with opposing beams of green-gold forest light, he looked handsome indeed. A young man with unruly dark hair which constantly tried to spill across his high forehead. A young man with a strong, mobile mouth and hazel eyes.